Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're tackling a subject that's, well, it's definitely on a lot of minds in the environment, health, and safety world. Artificial intelligence. You might be feeling the push, you know, to explore AI for your EHS programs, but maybe also thinking, okay, where do I even begin with this?
That's a really common sentiment. There was that McKinsey report last year.
Right, I saw that.
Yeah, it highlighted that while, you know, a huge number, like 92% of companies, plan to boost their AI spending.
Impressive number.
It is. But get this, only about 1% feel really confident in actually deploying it.
Wow, that's a massive gap.
It really is. Yeah. And that disconnect, it often seems to boil down to a few key things. People feel it's complicated to set up.
Yeah, the tech hurdle.
Exactly. Then there are privacy concerns, especially with employee data. Totally understandable.
And the fear, right, the fear that tech takes over a job.
That too. So our aim today is really to kind of demystify this whole thing.
Okay.
We want to zero in on how AI can be practically applied right now in your EHS efforts.
So breaking it down, what types of AI, what are some real examples?
Exactly. We'll look at the main types, tangible examples you can, you know, wrap your head around and flag some crucial things to consider.
Think of this as your express route, your shortcut to getting well informed on this big shift.
Yeah, and we're bringing, well, a decade of pretty hands-on experience to this.
Right, Blackline Safety's background.
For over 10 years, we've been deep in managing safety data. I mean, we're talking over 270 billion data points.
That's a lot of data.
It is, from more than 2,200 customers. So that history, it gives us a pretty unique perspective on the potential, but also the, you know, the practicalities of using data. And now AI.
And keeping it secure, presumably.
Absolutely. That commitment to data protection, it's been there from the start. It really underpins everything.
Okay, let's dive in then. When we talk AI in EHS, what are the sort of basic building blocks we need to understand?
Well, essentially, there are two main, let's call them flavors of AI that are super relevant for health and safety right now.
Two main types.
Yep. Machine learning, or ML, and generative AI. You often hear that called Gen AI.
Okay, ML and Gen AI. Let's start with machine learning. What does ML actually do for EHS?
So machine learning, at its core, it's about teaching computers to learn from data. But here's the key part. Without being explicitly programmed for every single step.
Okay, so it learns on its own, kind of.
Pretty much. Instead of us writing exact rules for every possibility, ML algorithms use a training process. They look at data over and over. Find patterns.
Hidden patterns.
Yeah, sometimes hidden, sometimes just complex patterns. And then they use those patterns to make predictions or decisions later on.
Like the example of teaching a kid to recognize a dog. You show them lots of pictures.
Exactly like that. They see enough dogs, they figure out four legs, tail, furry. Without you defining every single breed characteristic, ML does something similar, but with vast amounts of data.
Right. So it figures things out from the information it's given. How does that actually, you know, play out in a real EHS situation?
Oh, very practically. Think about all the data you're likely already collecting. Sensor readings, maybe.
Environmental monitors, worker activity logs.
Exactly. Incident reports, near-miss logs. ML can sift through all of that, masses of it, to find the root causes of accidents. Things that might be, frankly, invisible to a human analyst just looking at spreadsheets.
So it connects dots we might miss.
Precisely. We've actually seen cases where ML found links between, say, small changes in shift schedules combined with certain environmental sensor readings.
Things that seem unrelated.
On the surface, yeah.
Yeah.
But the ML model showed a much higher correlation with near misses than anyone expected. Those are the insights we're talking about.
Wow.
And it can also track injury data continuously to spot activities or conditions that often pop up right before an incident.
So it helps you get ahead of problems, proactive, not just reactive.
That's the goal. Proactive prevention instead of just reacting after something bad happens.
Okay, so ML, learning from data, finding connections, predicting. Got it. Now, generative AI, that seems to be the one making all the headlines lately. How's it different?
Yeah, Gen AI takes a, well, a different approach. It's less about just analyzing the data that's already there.
Okay.
It learns the underlying patterns within that data, sure. But then it uses that knowledge to create entirely new content.
New content. Like what?
Like text, images, even video scripts. All sorts of things. So think of it this way. Traditional AI might analyze safety reports to spot trends.
Which ML does.
Right. Mm-hmm. But Gen AI could actually draft a brand new safety protocol for you. Maybe based on industry best practices it learned from reading thousands of documents.
Whoa. Okay. That's a big leap from understanding to actually creating something.
It is a significant leap.
So how are we seeing this creative side being used in EHS? Give me some tangible examples.
The potential is really exciting. For instance, think about complex regulations, dense legal documents.
Ugh.
Gen AI can take those and generate, say, simple compliance checklists tailored specifically to your operations. Or it could even draft entire standard operating procedures, SOPs.
That alone sounds like a huge time saver.
It can be. Or, flip side, it could compare your existing SOPs to new regulations that just came out.
And flag the gaps.
Exactly. Automatically highlight where you might need to update things. It can also look at your historical safety data to forecast maybe high-risk scenarios based on patterns it sees.
Predicting future risks, not just past causes.
Right. And then there's training. Think about developing materials. Gen AI could help create interactive quizzes for your team or even write the first draft of a script for a training video.
Freeing up the EHS team for other things.
Precisely. Letting them focus on the more complex human elements.
Okay, that distinction is helpful. ML learns and predicts. Gen AI learns and creates. So let's connect this to the day-to-day. What are some core EHS responsibilities that these AI tools can really, you know, transform? Where should we start?
I think a logical place to kick things off is compliance and regulation.
Makes sense. That's a constant pressure point for, well, pretty much every EHS team, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Just staying on top of the changes, the different rules.
Federal, state, local. It's a lot.
It is. And then figuring out how to implement changes and then doing all the reporting, It can feel relentless.
Yeah, like a hamster wheel sometimes.
Exactly. And this is an area where AI, particularly Gen AI, offers real leverage. Tools like ChatGPT or Microsoft Copilot, Google Gemini.
The ones people are trying out.
Right. They can process those long, dense regulatory documents and spit out summaries tailored to your industry, your specific site.
Cutting through the jargon.
Hopefully. They can also help draft those compliance checklists we mentioned or the SOPs. That can save just countless hours of manual work.
And reduce errors, maybe?
Potentially, yes. And for really complex stuff, there are even more specialized tools emerging, like Harvey, designed for intricate legal and regulatory tasks.
So imagine just asking a chatbot, hey, what's the requirement for X at our facility, and getting a straight answer.
That's the promise. An immediate, easy-to-understand answer. It could be a massive time saver, like you said, and really cut down on non-compliance risk.
Okay, compliance makes sense. What about another fundamental EHS task, like risk assessment?
Risk assessment, absolutely central. And AI brings some really innovative ways to make that better.
Because traditionally it's pretty manual, right? Inspections, audits.
Very manual often.
Yeah.
Identifying hazards, figuring out controls. AI, especially ML, can look at your organization's history.
Past incidents, near misses.
Right. Audit findings too. It analyzes all that to spot recurring patterns and actually predict potential risks before they happen.
So it's like a data-driven crystal ball, almost. An early warning system.
Kind of, yeah. A data-driven early warning system is a good way to put it. And it gets even more interesting with IoT devices.
Like the connected worker devices, gas monitors, that sort of thing.
Exactly. Like cloud-connected lone worker monitors. AI can analyze the real-time data streaming from those.
What kind of data?
Things like fall detection alerts, gas exposure alarms, even biometric data heart rate. Maybe indicators of heat stress.
Wow, okay.
And it can identify patterns in that moment that might signal a higher risk level right now.
Real-time risk indication.
Yeah. Plus, it can find connections within your existing safety management software data. Things you might not see just by looking at reports. It groups things, analyzes them differently.
Deeper insights?
Much deeper. There are platforms out there like DataRobot or H2O.ai specifically built to automate these kinds of predictive analyses.
Helping you move from reaction to proaction.
That's the whole idea. Shifting to truly proactive risk management based on data.
That's a powerful shift. Okay, next up, training and education. Keeping everyone trained, especially with turnover, is always a challenge.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Making sure everyone gets trained properly, Stays up to date on protocols, procedures, equipment use.
Hazardous material.
All of it. It's crucial. And AI can boost both the efficiency and the effectiveness here. Well, Gen AI, again, it can help develop more engaging training materials, like dynamic quizzes that adapt based on how the learner is doing.
Personalized learning.
Exactly. Or it can draft those initial scripts for training videos we talked about. That frees up your trainers to focus on the more hands-on stuff or complex Q&A.
Makes sense.
It can also help create customized learning modules tailored to specific job roles, specific risks faced by different groups.
Not just one-size-fits-all training.
Right. And imagine using AI-generated content to simulate realistic accident scenarios in a virtual space.
Safe practice.
Invaluable practical experience without any actual danger. There are tools, Pictory.ai, for example, that can turn text guides into videos quickly.
Oh, interesting.
And learning platforms like Docebo use AI to personalize learning paths, recommend courses, and just generally improve training effectiveness using data analysis.
That personalization aspect seems key for actually making the training stick. Okay, what about policy development? Creating and updating safety policies can be tedious.
Tedious is a good word for it sometimes. Policy development is fundamental, right? So that's the framework. But yeah, creating, updating, communicating, enforcing, it's a cycle.
And AI can help how?
Well, it can assist in drafting new policies, making sure they're tailored to your organization, but also aligned with all the regulations.
Pulling in best practices.
Exactly. It can analyze industry trends, benchmarks from lots of sources, and suggest things to include or ways to enhance your policies.
What about existing policies?
It can help review and refine those too.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe analyze employee feedback or performance data related to a policy to see where improvements are needed.
So it's not just writing, it's improving too.
Right. Tools like Jasper, for instance, are known for helping write content, including policy drafts. And things like Canva Docs can help structure and design policies so they're easier to read and use.
Streamlining that whole policy lifecycle.
Yeah, I can see how that leads to better, more used guidelines. Okay, last big area for today, data analysis and reporting. EHS deals with mountains of data. Oh, absolutely. Incidents, environmental impact, compliance checks. Collecting it is one thing, making sense of it is another.
And using it to actually improve things.
And demonstrating progress, that's crucial too. This is where AI can really shine, honestly. Aww. It takes away so much of the manual slog.
Automating reports.
Yes, automating report generation is a big one. Taking your raw EHS data and turning it into comprehensive reports. But also summarizing key insights automatically.
Pulling out the important stuff.
Yeah, highlighting the critical trends in safety or environmental data that you need to focus on. No more hunting through spreadsheets for hours.
And visualizing it. Charts, graphs.
Definitely. Generating visual reports that are easy to understand and pop into presentations for management or stakeholders.
What kind of tools do this?
Well, there are broad tools like Amazon Q. It has capabilities within QuickSight for visualization, but also works across an organization for Q&A and summaries. And tools like Tableau GPT are designed to automatically pull insights out of data sets, finding correlations, key findings you might easily miss doing it manually.
So it turns raw data into actionable intelligence.
That's a perfect way to put it. Actionable intelligence that drives real improvements, that's a huge advantage.
Yeah, it really seems like it.
Absolutely. I mean, the potential here is genuinely transformative. Across so many critical parts of EHS management.
Better compliance, smarter risk assessment.
Revolutionized training, unlocking value in data. The opportunities are pretty substantial.
And for you, our listener, we really hope this deep dive has given you a much clearer way to think about AI, how you might practically start considering it for your own EHS work.
Yeah, the goal was really to give you a solid foundation, a quick way to get informed on a topic that's, let's face it, only getting bigger.
It's not going away.
No. And really, this is just scratching the surface. It's the start of a much bigger conversation.
Indeed, it is. So definitely stay tuned for part two. In that one, we'll be diving into the three key considerations for EHS leaders when adopting AI tools.
Crucial next steps.
Absolutely. But in the meantime, here's something to think about. Based on everything we've covered today, what do you see as the most critical things EHS leaders need to keep top of mind as they start exploring and, you know, maybe implementing these powerful AI tools?
Yeah. What are those key considerations from your perspective?
Definitely something to ponder as we look ahead.